Okay, this article is about addiction. Now, for the most part, our relationship to addiction is we are not addicted. Other people are. They are lower people, and your best bet is to stay away from them and leave it to the professionals and to their family to deal with them. But the truth is that of all people, you are addicted too. If you live in the 21st century, you pretty much can't avoid it. Why am I saying that? Because it is hard to live in the 21st century. Because everything is coming at us at a dizzying speed. Because we are being indoctrinated and trained to do pleasure-seeking behavior by the MTV movies, by YouTube, by all the quick cuts in movies, all the boom, boom, poof, poof movies that we watch, even cartoons, are excitement-oriented. And that excitement causes the release of a chemical in our brain called dopamine. Dopamine is the pleasure chemical. When you take drugs, when you smoke cigarette, when you drink alcohol, when you have sex, and when you watch movies like that or play computer games, especially the quick ones where you blah, 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 eliminate your competition and there is a pressure, the release of dopamine is documented in the brain. And the more you you strengthen that connection between the behavior and dopamine or the pleasure, the more you are hooked. Which means, for the most part, we are hooked. And that is not excluding you, not even excluding me. It is you and me and everyone. It is even so when what you are doing is you're doing to eliminate pain, or if what you're doing is to eliminate anxiety, eliminate the feeling of guilt or feeling of unworthiness or the feeling of aimlessness. Even when you procrastinate, that's an addictive behavior. You know, when you procrastinate, you get some pleasure from dodging the bullet. And if we put your brain under a microscope, so to say, we would find that there's a release of dopamine. This, by the way, this whole thing was not born naturally. This whole thing was manufactured. I am not necessarily a proponent, I don't know how to pronounce that, of theories that say they are out to get us, like conspiracy theories, but I am convinced that somebody is benefiting from us behaving like this. Maybe they are each separate entities, like the tobacco companies, the alcohol companies, but my hunch is that on the whole, there is a small group of people who want you to behave in a particular way. Just like almost a century ago, some advertising maven developed an advertising strategy that made the women suddenly prospects and customers of tobacco companies by making smoking a symbol of independence and a strong female instead of some dirty, disgusting habit that men have. Okay? And it was manufactured. It isn't the truth. Smoking cigarettes, for whether it's for a woman or a man, is disgusting and dirty and bad for you, but makes money for the tobacco companies. It is exactly how self-help and self-realization was manufactured, and it became one of the main addictions of humanity. If you are hip, then you are in some kind of self-improvement program. You are in some kind of program where you are trying to be all you can be. And even though it is something that the soul and the original design approves of, the way they go about that is highly addictive. Okay, so this is what the article is about. Now, I wrote this article. This is the first of its kind, and I did the best I could. I would like to get some feedback from you to see if I'm missing anything or if there's anything that doesn't make sense. So please shower me with comments, critical or appreciative. Either way, I am going to be very happy, because I think that attacking this whole area of addiction head on will be very useful in the long run. It is a process that wakes you up to something or somebody else took over your life, and you are reduced to mere slavery, and you don't even know it. Okay? So this is the essence of addiction, to reduce you to be a slave. Thank you, and please read the article.